So we're always worried about scams going around, and they'll send you emails and you know not to click the link. And then they started calling people and asking for information. They'll be like, oh, you have to pay right now or you're going to get your utility shut off. Well, I don't trust this one at all. And I'm going to say this person's first and last name because I don't believe they're a real person. And if you are, I apologize, Will Heaps. It says, Josie, are you currently seated or available at the moment? And I got this message yesterday. It says, Will Heaps. And it's not in my phone. Have no idea who this is. No. I mean, I looked it up. It was associated with some business here in Huntsville, but they have no reason to have my number at all. And it was not a professional introduction. So I just texted back, how can I help you? And they texted back, okay, I'm at a meeting. I can't make a call right now. I'm excellent with texts. I need you to run a quick task. Thanks.
I've had that one before.
You have?
I have, yes.
Scams,
they
y'all.
They want you to
shut
go and get it. Yes.
Down.
Yes.
I got another text from the same person. It was signed the same name today. And just because it's a name that is recognizable, they use names. They even spoof phone numbers that look like their local phone numbers.
They do.
And they try to trick you. And they'll be like, because I don't know, is this innate urge to respond to something like that? Because it was signed with a name and it's like, I need you to do this for me.
All right.
This is manipulation.
It's crazy because this happened to me. Her name was Cheryl, and she was in Georgia, and I got a text from her probably, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago. She works for me over in Georgia, and she said, hey, can you do me a favor? Mm. And she goes, hey, how are you doing in Huntsville? I said, doing great. How's it going? She goes, great. She goes, hey, listen, I'm in a meeting. Can you do me a favor? And I'm like, and I sucked right into it. Yeah, what can I do for you, Cheryl? She goes, hey, I need to get these gift cards for these winners. Can you go to the store and get these gift cards for me and do this? And I stopped. I was like, okay, hang on a second. Now,
Kevin,
you
had the alarm bells going off.
I did. So I called Cheryl.
Cheryl had
no clue. And then this morning, we have a guy who works here by the name of Alfred.
Yeah.
He's having some issues where one of his friends is receiving calls and receiving voices that sounds like Alfred. So now they're using AI. So his friend called him and said, did you just call me and ask me for money? He goes, no, I haven't dialed you. That's how sophisticated this is getting.
This is insane. Oh, my gosh. It's happening so fast, too. The fact that there will be videos of you now that will have your voice and will have your likeness, and they could send it to somebody like Grandma and be like, help me. I'm in
prison. I told my mother, if you get anything that kind of resembles me on a call or a text or anything, we've got a code word.
Yeah.
We got a code word. So she knows, hey, what's that code word? I'll give her the code word on a text. And if the code word's correct, then we're good to go. But if it doesn't come back, then you know that it's not me.
Code word for close friends and family.
Yes.
The best option always is to hang up if they're purportedly with the police or with the utility department or anything. Hang up. Don't respond. Yeah. Like, get the actual number and call them yourself.
Yes.
And be like, and none of these places are going to ask you for your information over the phone or text anyway. They're not going to ask for your bank account information or to pay it right then, right there. There's no bench warrant out for you that you could pay over the phone right then and take care of.
No.
So just a warning, because I just got another, because I blocked that number.
Yeah.
And another one came in. It had the same name, but it was a different phone number. So it came through on my phone.
They're going at you. Because you responded back. Now they're going to, they think they got you on the hook.
Yeah, I shouldn't have responded in the first place.
No.
But it's that urgentness to be like, am I supposed to respond?
No.
No, you're not.
No, code word.
No, you're not.
Code word. Code word.